Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. According to our next guest, over $500 million of unclaimed property is being held by the state of South Carolina waiting to be reunited with its rightful owners. Could some of this be yours? Curtis Loftus is the treasurer of the state of South Carolina, the agency that handles this unclaimed property. Curtis, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it very much.
So first of all, tell us about this duty that you have, this unclaimed property.
It's one of the most fun jobs that I have. The state of South Carolina is a recipient of money that businesses and churches and charities end up with that's not theirs. Everybody has a responsibility under the law to send it to us. So we have $550 million that belongs to the people of South Carolina. And that's a moving 550. We bring money in every day and we send money out. So it's a good chance that you've got money or somebody in your family has money at the treasurer's office.
And so walk us through the process of how you actually receive this property from all of these different institutions.
If you're in business, you know that you have this responsibility, and we remind them every year. CPA Association has been very helpful to us. They make sure that they tell businesses that you've got to fill out these forms. If you owe Mike Switzer money, you got to send that to the treasurer's office after a certain amount of time. 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, different kinds of money gets sent to us. We have everything from $5 for people to handed a check to a fellow not long ago for $900,000. I go up north, I go out west, I go to the money centers of America, and we go looking for money. We'll sometimes have to litigate. From one insurance company, we brought back $75 million that belonged to South Carolinians, and that was just one company. We audit big banks and all sorts of businesses, and that money comes to us. You can search for yourself, you can search for your wife, your boyfriends, your girlfriends, your mom, your dad, your church, and your charity, because it's all there and it's all public knowledge.
The names are all listed. You can look up your name and find out if there's anything for you. So why hasn't anybody been able to find these individuals?
Because people just don't do it. It's the funniest thing. I'll go to, they give a speech, there'll be 300 people, and I'll say, raise your hand if you looked at the state treasurer's office. And they'll, 10 or 15 people will raise their hands. Well, sometimes we'll even do the list of the people who are going to be in the room. If it's an organization, we'll do that. And we might have 20 or 40 or 50 people's names right there and show it to them. Just yesterday, I found 393,000 dollars for a very high-profile South Carolinian. I called him. I asked him about it because I happen to know him. He said, "Yeah, I used to have that stock." We live in a complicated world. It's all electronic. Things get away from us. And the reason people don't check it is because they think it didn't get away from me. But it does. You can have an aunt in New Jersey who met you when you were 7 years old. She thought you were the sweetest little boy on the planet. She put you in her will. 40 years later, she dies and you've moved. But it comes to South Carolina. So it's all sorts of money. It can be as simple as a refund from your cable TV or college or something like that. It could be $50 or $100. But it could also be a lot more money.
Do you have some of your staff regularly doing internet searches on the names that are on the list?
We do, and I take home the large claims myself. We were just talking during the break here. I don't sleep well, so sometimes at 2, 3, 4 in the morning, I'm using this special software, and I'll start looking for big claims. I bet I find probably 5 or 7, maybe $10 million a year of people myself, because it's just fun to do. But we have a staff of more than 10 people who receive this money. They have to account for it. We have stock, so we have like $70 million in stock account. We have to keep up with that. So it gets to be really complicated, but I'm really proud of my staff. We do a good job. But I also go up north and out west and everywhere, and we bring back more money. So it's a never-ending game, and I love being Santa Claus. It's a lot of fun to return money to people.
And so is there a term limit on this where eventually nobody ever comes to claim it, you can't find them, that the money just belongs to the state?
No. It always belongs to the people. Now, the state will spend it, but as treasurer, I keep a certain amount to pay the bills, and if I ever spent too much, I could get it back from the general fund. So it's always your money. We protect it. It's on that website. If you go there, you'll be surprised. One out of every three or four people in South Carolina have money. If you don't have anything for yourself, it's great to be able to tell your pastor or your neighbor, hey, guess what? I found some money for you.
All right, Curtis. Thank you so much for the update. We appreciate stopping by our studio today.
Thank you very much.
Curtis Loftus is the treasurer for the state of South Carolina, and we will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can check and see if your name is on that list. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.